This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Martin de Lendowitz. One thing I was impressed by in Wales was the industrial canals around, what is the, you're coming into town from
Englandshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the town?
Llangollen.
Llangollen, that's right.
Yeah.
And you've got these industrial age canals, and now, of course, the canals are no longer, you know, having donkeys pull barges full of coal or slate. They're pulling barges full of holiday goers.
That's right.
But you've got the same industrial towpaths.
Yeah, people come to Wales and they do it. Like Llangollen Canal and others. You can come, you can rent a boat, and you can spend the week just chugging along nice and slowly, going from small town to small pub to small town to small pub. And you're traveling so slowly, it doesn't matter.
And you come upon, you can get out and take little walks. You come upon an amazing ruined abbey right in that area.
In that area, that would be Vallecrucis, I think.
Vallecrucis, yeah. That was just like a fantasy, if you like romantic ruins.
Well, it's in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And next to it, you have Eliseg's Pillar, which is one of the older inscribed stones in Wales.
I'll remind you that how old would that pillar be?
Eliseg's Pillar, the writing is probably, I'm going to say 8th century, so 700s.
700s. Yeah. Really Christian?
Yes,
indeed. So not pagan, but Christian.
Yes.
Way back 1,200 years ago.
Yes,
in Wales.